Good morning. Hopefully, if I speak louder, you can hear me better. Or thanks once again for everybody taking the time to be on this call. It's very important that we get this message out consistently to all of our citizens of Timmins. We have declared a state of emergency, and we'll begin to enhance that state of emergency day with seeing more bylaw officers out and about. But we have Dr. Canton on the line, and we'll start off with Dr. Canton's message about the updates today.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor Perry. So the Porcupine Health Unit team continues to work 7 days a week, now with extended hours, to support our response to COVID-19. And we continue to thank and appreciate the support and commitment of all of our community partners across the region, both within healthcare, municipal, and other sectors, and especially to the cases, the contacts, and the public are working hard to protect everyone in each of our communities at this point in time. So today I can report there has been one new positive case in the Porcupine Health Unit area in the last 24 hours. This is a woman in her 70s who is from Timmins. She is a known contact of a positive case who was already being appropriately followed and monitored, and she tested positive on Friday, the April 3rd. She is currently in hospital outside of the Porcupine Health Unit region. I will also confirm, because we still get questions, we have confirmed that a case that has previously been reported is an inmate, is someone at Monteith Correctional Facility. We are continuing the appropriate follow-up and investigation and working quite closely with the team at Monteith to ensure all appropriate measures and responses are in place, and they have followed all the public health guidance with respect to isolation of the individual quite appropriately, and we thank them for their assistance with this important work. We have currently seen there have been 453 tests for COVID-19 across the PHU, now at 30 positive. 360 of those are negative, 63 are pending. We are up to 6 resolved cases and unfortunately still have had 2 losses of life. At this point in time, although we do see the most recent case being related to other cases and see the importance of the Porcupine Health Unit case investigation and follow-up and the importance for individuals who have symptoms to stay home and monitor, the current number of cases and the fact that we have seen a few that are not related to other cases or travel still signals that we're seeing local transmission and still means that we need absolutely everybody to take the steps necessary to protect everyone else, including themselves, and to reduce potential spread and reduce the number of COVID-19 cases that we will see coming forward. Today, the Porcupine Health Unit COVID-19 information line is open from 8:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Call the toll-free number at 1-800-461-1818 or the PHU office in your community. This is also available online for local contact numbers. We encourage people, again, to take the online self-assessment tool, which does help provide guidance as to next steps. And if you're unable to do so, again, contact the PHU or your primary care provider. We are very happy to announce that there are now 4 assessment centers across the region, Timmins, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, and this week Kappa's Casing, with details shortly to be announced, are all going to be up and running. Again, these are by appointment only through your primary care provider or the Porcupine Health Unit, and are an important opportunity to continue the process of following and assessing individuals in the area. So as mentioned, community transmission is occurring in the PHU. We need to work together to stop the spread. We know that COVID-19 can unfortunately be deadly, and the time to act really is now. We don't want to wait for more cases to really respond and make sure that we're being really strict with our measures. Everyone but essential workers need to stay home. Only go out if absolutely necessary to pick up groceries, prescriptions, or to go to a medical appointment. And we ask, when possible, to only have one person per family doing this. When out of the home, we are strongly advising and really want everyone to do their utmost attention to following physical distancing. And so, again, this is 2 meters apart from individuals that you don't live with in your own household when you are out, even if outside in the fresh air. we are asking community members also at this time to avoid unnecessary travel between communities, even within the Porcupine Health Unit, and also to other communities in Ontario with a higher number of COVID-19 cases to potentially also reduce potential exposure and spread of the virus. Some of the questions that have come up are around enjoying fresh air. And the one thing that I can say we're fortunate in the north is we do have an abundance of space that enables our population to enjoy the fresh air with your immediate family members only. So only the household members of your family do we want you to be visiting with, even when outside. So we don't want the opportunity to obtain some much-needed fresh air to lend to an opportunity to be visiting with people that you don't live with. That's a very important message. I think that as long as you are not required to be in isolation because you're a case, a contact of a case, or you are currently unwell, then it is reasonable to have some outdoor time as long as you are only with your immediate family members and you are safely distancing from others. And so walking down our nice country roads and trails and things like that, when you're able to do it with your immediate family members, is a good opportunity to try that, or in your yard. We're asking everyone to, as such, keep physically distanced, but find ways to remain socially connected. Stay home if you're unwell. Wash your hands often. Help us stop the spread. Stay well. We're all in this together. Thank you. Merci, Miigwech.
All right, thank you, Dr. Catton. As usual, being respectful of the doctor's time, we'll ask if there's any questions from the media for the Porcupine Health Unit. Okay, hearing none, then we'll move on to the Timmins and District Hospital.
Good morning, everyone. It's Kaylee Russell here. So through the Timmins and District Hospital pandemic plan, work to continue building hospital capacity is ongoing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I just want to reiterate that this work is not solely reliant on the number of positive cases in our area, but this work is done through the collaborative consultation with local, regional, and provincial health authorities. Our pandemic plan was implemented the moment cases of novel coronavirus began to be known. And this plan is continuously updated based on accurate information to meet the ever-changing needs of the COVID-19 pandemic in our community. We want to thank again the community for respecting the visitor restrictions that are currently in place at the hospital. We realize that these restrictions are not easy, but they have been put in place to save lives. Following the Ministry of Health guidelines, these restrictions are vital to reducing the possible spread of COVID-19 to our patients and staff. If you do suspect you have symptoms of COVID-19, the Timmins and District Hospital is urging you to call the Porcupine Health Unit. If you're ill and must visit your healthcare professional, please call ahead and tell them if you have symptoms of COVID-19. If you require immediate medical attention, please call 911, and if you're able to, answer the screening questions in a timely manner to allow EMS personnel and the emergency department staff to take all necessary precautions. And again, the Timmins and District Hospital continues to respond to inquiries from the community. If you have any questions, please contact our general information line at 705-267-2131, or you can email us at generalinquiries@tadh.com. Our contact information can also be found online. We encourage members of the public looking for additional accurate information to visit the websites of the Porcupine Health Unit or the Ministry of Health. Links to these websites can also be found on our webpage. Stay safe, stay home unless it's essential, and please wash your hands often. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Kaylee. Next up, we have Chief Gauthier from Timmins Police Services.
Thank you, Dave. I will be issuing a public reminder this afternoon, and it'll probably answer some of the questions that came in through the media to Heather Dune this morning and on the weekend. All laws are developed to enhance public safety and, in certain cases, to protect people from themselves in terms of careless, risk-oriented, or foolhardy behaviors. As the police service of jurisdiction for the City of Timmins, the Timmins Police Service is called upon to maintain social order, keep the peace, ensure adherence to all statutes and the lawful requirements placed upon every citizen by the orders of the Emergency Management and Civil Protections Act. As Chief of Police, I have instructed my officers to use their good judgment and discretion in a polite and professional manner when in the course of their patrols or in response to calls, they become aware of violations of the EMCPA. That said, it's abundantly clear that the severity and duration of the pandemic depends most heavily upon each citizen complying with physical distancing and any other directives from the Porcupine Health Unit. Our initial enforcement stance has been focused on education and a warning-based approach. Should it become clear that our initial stance is not yielding the intended compliance or result, a more stern approach will be taken by the Timmins Police Service to remedy the situation and mitigate the overall effect of the pandemic. In light of the seriousness of this situation, my responsibilities and those of my officers are clearly defined. We will not hesitate in the deployment of whatever statutory authorities that allow the police to protect the community and, in certain cases, individual persons from their own casual or careless point of view. So I may just want to add a couple of things. The Chief Justice of Ontario of the Court of Justice has ordered the following set fines for individuals, and they can be found on the Ontario Court of Justice website at www.ontariocourts.ca. And in looking at them, they range in anywhere from $750 to $1,000. One of them being failing to comply with an order made during a declared emergency. There has been tons of media on these stories. The media has done a very, very good job at disseminating all of the information that has come down through the Premier's office and the Government of Ontario. So to me, a so-called ignorance of the law will not be an excuse. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Next up, we'll have City Clerk Steph Palmas here talk about bylaw enforcement.
Thank you, Dave. Further to the announcement made at yesterday's briefing, City Attendance Enforcement Services have been out and about in the community today, visiting some essential businesses, providing some education and information, and requesting that these businesses comply with the orders as issued by the province of Ontario during the state of emergency. The intent being that we're hoping to garner self-compliance, but as the Chief of Police just mentioned, if that is not working, we will, in fact, also be laying charges and fines. It is the obligation of the essential service provider to make sure that their business is following the orders as issued by the province. Although that can be difficult, we are providing a direct number. Should these businesses have an issue, they can contact enforcement services directly, and we will attend as required and as needed.
Thank you, Steph. Next up, we'll have Chief Walker.
Good afternoon. Thanks, Dave. Very quickly, because I know there's a lot of information out there. First of all, I just want to take this opportunity again and give a shout out to the first responders, the healthcare workers who are front line in this. We continue to support them, and God bless we have them. I also want to thank the people who are actually taking the time, social distancing, self-isolating, listening to all the directives that come down from the public health unit and others. A couple of quick updates. These would not be new to media, but I think I want to make sure they get out to the public again, is all the parks and playgrounds in the city of Timmins are closed, so you're going to see signage. Again, with winter conditions, it's very tough to fence them off, but I mean, again, parks are closed. We've also began last week screening on transit for both handy trans and conventional, so I don't think people should be surprised at that. We continue to talk about social distancing, and I think the bylaw and going out to the grocery stores, but no different if you're looking at doing transit. We're really focused on the social distancing piece. I want to also plant a seed here for Easter weekend. I know the mayor will talk about this a little bit more, but plan ahead. Let's not get into long lineups at grocery stores and liquor stores on Thursday. Let's be thinking about that ahead of time, because again, it's going to be a completely different Easter weekend than what we're what's normal. We continue to work very hard on the essential services piece, ensuring we have people and maintenance in place. And if we're going to move past this, again, I got to redo this message again, but if we're going to move past this, we all are part of this. Anybody who's outside it and thinks that this is not going to affect them or they're not going to affect others, you're missing the whole point here. So, again, let's all do our part. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
All right, thanks, Chief. At this point, we'll open up the line to questions from the media. Okay, hearing none, then we'll ask Mayor Perry for closing remarks. Hello?
Hello. It's Lydia. Sorry, Dave. My mic was muted.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Have the bylaw officers had to lay any charges?
Or they've just been educating people? All right, we'll ask Steph Palmer to respond as to whether bylaw officers have laid any charges or if they're just doing education at this point.
At this point, there have been no charges laid, and right now we're just in the process of education and reminding the public of the rules that are in place now in the declared emergency.
Steph, have you had to hire more bylaw officers, or are you just using the ones you already have?
No, we're just using our current staff right now.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. So with that, we'll turn it over to Mayor Perry for some closing remarks. Thanks.
Once again, I'd like to say thank you to everybody out there on the front lines that's dealing with this on a daily basis. I want to talk specifically about the week that's coming up and the weekend. This week and weekend are very important for the city of Timmins. This is not a normal Easter. This is an Easter like we've never had before, and hopefully we'll never have again. Your wife and yourself will be having Easter dinner by themselves. You, if you're living by yourself, will be having Easter dinner by yourself. You won't be having Easter dinner with your friends, your family, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles. You will be having Easter dinner with those that you have been in closest contact with only. To that end, this week we've got bylaw officers out there. They'll be at all essential services. If you need something for your Easter dinner, get it done logically and methodically. The lineups, which typically Thursday is a very busy day prior to any long weekend, prior to Easter weekend, the lineups won't be tolerated. We must act responsibly if we're going to get through this. This is our crisis. Collectively, we've got to get it through it together. My grandchildren will be telling their children about this time in their lives. By working together, we can ensure that they tell it as a success story, not as a failure. Tomorrow is the first day, April 7th, that we had Timmins-specific worst-case scenario numbers processed. That number for Timmins specifically, worst case scenario, was 26. There's 30 cases in the region, and in Timmins, we're getting close to that number. And remember, that's worst case scenario numbers. They get higher from that on the 14th, and you remember what I said about May 1st. Worst case scenario, 1,553 cases. Let's all do our part. We had constables out and about this weekend responding to backyard parties. That behavior has to stop. When we go into store, we go in as one person. We don't group shop. by following these rules and regulations, we can get through this together. And remember, we'll forever own this crisis. Let's ensure that the story that we tell will be a success story. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Mayor Ferry, and thanks to the media for joining in.